From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. 10 American sailors are reported missing and 5 injured after the U.S. Navy destroyer USS John S. McCain collided with a merchant ship east of Singapore. The U.S. 7th Fleet said in a statement early Monday that the guided missile destroyer collided with the Liberian-flagged tanker ship Alnwick M.C. at about 6:20 a.m. local time. The McCain was headed to Singapore for a routine port visit at the time of the incident. The McCain sustained significant damage to its hull, but arrived hours later under its own power at Singapore's Changi Naval Base. Ning Eng Hen is Singapore's defense minister.
Let me express deep condolences to those who are injured or missing from this incident, but we stand ready to assist both the USS McCain and its servicemen.
Singapore's Maritime and Port Authority said the Alnwick crew also sustained damage, but that there were no injuries among its crew. U.S. President Donald Trump will outline the United States' path forward in Afghanistan in a speech Monday night. Trump will deliver an address at 1 hour UTC Tuesday from the military base at Fort Myer, just outside of Washington. VOA will have complete coverage of the president's speech. On Sunday, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Trump had made a decision on the new strategy in Afghanistan, but he did not disclose any details. Mattis said he was comfortable with the decision-making process.
I'm very comfortable that the strategic process was sufficiently rigorous and did not go in with a preset condition in terms of what questions could be asked or what decisions would be made.
VOA News. Authorities in Spain said Monday they believe the driver responsible for the deadly ramming attack last week in Barcelona is a 22-year-old Moroccan man they've been searching for as the last member of a 12-person cell still at large. Catalan Interior Minister Joaquim Forn told Catalunya Radio that everything indicates Yunus Abukub was behind the wheel of the van during the attack Thursday. Officials have raised the death toll from the incident to at least 15, with more than 100 others injured. Authorities have said they do not know if Abu Yaqub is still in Spain. Police have arrested 4 of the suspects, while the rest were either killed by police or died in an explosion at a house on the day before the attack. Many of the suspects had connections to the northeastern town of Ripoll, one of the places where police have focused their investigation. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow says the United States will halt the issuing of all non-immigrant visas from Russia from Wednesday to September 1st. The embassy says the move is due to the Russian government-imposed cap on its staff levels. An embassy statement said Monday all non-immigrant visa operations across Russia will be suspended on August 23rd. Operations will resume in Moscow on September 1st. Visa operations at the U.S. consulates will remain suspended indefinitely. The statement said all scheduled appointments for non-immigrant visas would be canceled. Russian President Vladimir Putin has named Deputy Foreign Minister Anatoly Antonov as the country's new ambassador to the United States. He will replace Sergei Kislyak, who served as Moscow's envoy to Washington for more than 9 years. The United States and South Korea began their annual military exercises Monday, with officials describing the largely computer-simulated war games as defensive in nature. The drills draw objections from North Korea, which sees them as a rehearsal for an invasion. A commentary in Sunday's edition of North Korea's state-run newspaper said President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in are playing with fire by holding the drills and aggravating the already tense situation on the Korean Peninsula. More than 60% of voters in 3 key states that helped Donald Trump win the presidency now say they're embarrassed by him. Asked if Trump's conduct since taking office made them proud or embarrassed, 64% of voters in Michigan and Wisconsin and 63% in Pennsylvania say they've been embarrassed, according to NBC News Marist polls. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.